This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. True story. Earlier this week, the management types here at Marketplace, of which I am thankfully not one, spent an hour locked in a conference room with a couple of lawyers going over the rules governing how we work with freelancers who contribute to our programs. Independent contractors, in other words, without whom we would have a whole lot of dead air, so we really need them. The parallels are inexact, but a similar situation is playing out across a lot of the economy nowadays. How to navigate the gig economy, technically, highlighted by the news that Uber has settled two class action lawsuits covering almost 400,000 of its drivers in California and Massachusetts. The company's going to pay those drivers as much as $100 million, but is going to be able to keep on classifying them as contractors. That is to say, without benefits and all the rest. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore did a little asking around today about the rules for independent contractors across this economy.
Estimates range for the number of contingent workers in the U.S., but it seems to be around 35, maybe as high as 40% of the workforce. And it's very cyclical.
When we have recession, employers lay people off, and then they'll slowly build back their workforce in a low-risk pattern, and they'll do that through contract work first.
Josh Burson is principal of Burson by Deloitte. A few extra things have been driving the rise in the contract workforce. One, Obamacare means you don't need a full-time job to get health care. Two, technology. Think Uber.
51% of the companies we surveyed said that they expect more contingent work, but more than 70% of them said they're not sure they know how.
Hiring contract workers is a tricky thing to get right. Susan Lamott is founder of Exequio, a brand and talent consultancy.
The IRS has something called the 20-factor test to measure whether someone should be considered an independent contractor or an employee.
20 factors like flexibility of work, order of work, location of work, method of payment. It can be interpreted pretty widely, and it's usually left to lawyers. But Lamott says it can be boiled down to one idea.
Look at how much control the person has over their own work.
Full-on employees don't really control where they work, when they work, and what they work on.
An independent contractor, he has more control over his own work. He can do it when and how he wants, and it's very clear where the work starts and ends.
Independent contractors don't, of course, get benefits, nor do they get a lot of legal protections that employees do. So the distinction is something that companies have to get right. If you treat your employees like they're contractors and pay them like they're contractors, but work them like they're full-time staff, they can sue you, and the IRS can fine you. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.